Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keen. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Pesky. Batting third. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting seventh. The catcher, Matt Batts. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Don Lund. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Heft. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Billy Heft. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Easter is thrown out after the base hit. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a pop-up towards short. Keane settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batts settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Easter hits a pop-up towards short. Keane settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 0-for-1 in the game. Keane hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-1 in the game. Pesky hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen juggles the ball. That's an error on Rosen. Keane moves to second. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-1 in the game. Dropo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-1 in the game. Delsing strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-1 in the game. Simpson takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Strickland hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batts settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. Niemann hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0 for 1 in the game. Batts hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 0 for 1 in the game. Lund strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keane scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 0 for 1 in the game. Heft hits a fly ball into center field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keane hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 2 in the game. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Keane moves to second. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. Boone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Avila moves to second. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Easter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Avila scores. Rosen moves to third. It's 4 to nothing, Indians. Bill Glenn pinch runs for Luke Easter. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Simpson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batts settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rosen scores. Glenn moves to second. It's 5 to nothing, Indians. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Strickland hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Glenn now playing first base. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 2 in the game. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Winfields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0 for 2 in the game. Delsing hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 2 in the game. Niemann takes first base on ball 4. Delsing moves to second. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0 for 2 in the game. Batts hits a fly ball into center field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 0 for 2 in the game. Lund hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a fly ball into center field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mitchell. The throw from Batts and he is out, Keane applying the tag. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Rosen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen pinch hits for Billy Heft. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Keane hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mullen moves to third. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 3 in the game. Pesky hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 3 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mullen scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Indians. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 3 in the game. Dropo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keane moves to third. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Miller now pitching. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn takes first base on ball 4. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Simpson strikes out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kennedy takes first base on ball four. Glenn moves to second. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Strickland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn scores. Kennedy moves to third. It's 6-1, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-3 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kennedy scores. Two outs. It's 7-1, Indians. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Strickland moves to second. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Strickland scores. Wynn moves to second. It's 8-1, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Niemann hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0-for-3 in the game. Batts hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 0-for-3 in the game. Lund takes first base on ball four. Al Kaline pinch hits for Bob Miller. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.